So on the line with me right now, this man, already this year, he's won a Best Male TV Presenter Award. That's twice he's won this award, by the way. Got it in 2018 as well. Three times he's won Most Stylish Man. He's won Best Newcomer, and this one is my absolute favorite, Best Haircut. If you've heard of Westlife, then you've heard of Nicky Byrne. Hello, Nicky Byrne!
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. I am remarkably excited to be speaking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to us. I wanted actually to start with that, with your siblings. What is it like being, I think, the middle child, and you've had this much success? Are your siblings so proud of you, or are they just like, oh my goodness, we hate you, why did you have to get everything?
Well, first of all, thank you for an unbelievable intro. I mean, I've never heard anything like, quite like that in my life, so thank you. My siblings, I have an older sister who's 3 years older than me, and I have a younger brother who's 11, maybe 12 years younger, would you believe? I mean, we were brought up at quite a close-knit family. My mom and dad worked hard and provided for us as best they could. So we're quite close, and I'm still close to my siblings. But to answer your question, they still love me, I think, I hope. But they're good, they're good. My younger brother is, he's a TV producer, and he works on the same show that I actually host. So I'm sure you've heard of Dancing with the Stars, the international.
Yes, yes, we've heard of it.
I actually host, yeah, so I host that. I host the Irish Dancing with the Stars, and my brother is a producer on that. So he works with me, and what's quite funny about that is he's the one, because he's family, if he thinks I'm pretty rubbish some night, he can tell me. He can say, whereas other producers might say, oh, you might need to do this better, whereas he just walks into the dressing room and says, Nicky, you are pretty rubbish tonight. So that's what families do, isn't it? That's what they do.
That is what family's for. And with family, you've got three children, congratulations. And this is something that I just absolutely love. You and Georgina met when you were 12. When did you start dating, though?
Oh, when we started dating, we were 16. 16. We met in school, but we didn't go together. In fact, we didn't even speak until we started. We met up one night when we were 16. So, we're still together all that time. We've three children. Yeah, we've got two boys called Rocco and Jay. We've a little girl called Gia. And so the happy family. My boys are 11, they're twins, and my little girl is 5. So good family.
So your little boys specifically, they're old enough now to really understand dad and what dad does. And the reason I am speaking to you is because Westlife, highly anticipated brand new first single in 8 years, Hello My Love, is being released. This is a huge, huge, huge thing for Westlife. I'm seeing here in front of me that the 20 tour is the fastest selling tour of all time for Westlife. 400,000 tickets sold in 2 days. I mean, you're like the Kardashians of music. But I just wanted to know, before we get to the tour, your kids, do they think you're cool, or are they like, oh, Dad, Westlife, embarrassing?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can guess. They love me unconditionally, I hope. But they've also said, Dad, come on, make sure you don't do any rubbish music. You can't embarrass me in school. So they're at that age. So what we did was we kind of made contact with Ed Sheeran to try and make sure that Ed could write us a good song, and a couple of good songs. And that's when we recorded Hello My Love. So the kids seem to like that. It's doing well on this side of the world. So hopefully you guys in South Africa will like it as well. But my kids, I mean, they love us, but they don't want us to embarrass them.
So Dad had to get Ed Sheeran along. And let me tell you, when working with Ed Sheeran, did you know him from before? Or was this the first time kind of meeting up? How did this come about?
Well, no, we didn't know him from before. But in the last 8 years since Westlife were on a break or split up, you know, you can't ignore that Ed Sheeran is probably the biggest superstar in the world.
Yeah.
So when we were thinking about how we do it, you know, and how the reunion would work, that's when we thought, well, can we get some new music by Ed Sheeran? That would be amazing.
Yeah.
And what was amazing was Ed Sheeran is probably, he must be 12, maybe 15 years younger than us, and he would have grown up listening to Westlife songs. And he said in some interviews that he was a big fan of Flying Without Wings and, you know, with those songs, and he decided to write a song one day for Westlife, and that's how we got it.
Sure, and this brand new tour that you guys are going to be doing, the 20 tour, like I said, 400,000 tickets sold in 2 days. I mean, you're going to be performing your brand new songs as well as some of your old hits. I want to know from you, Nikki Byrne, is there a song that you wish you had just never been a part of, and you just wish you would never have to sing again?
I mean, probably not. That there's, you know, I don't like to have too many regrets. So there's not a song that you just go, oh, I wish I never recorded it. Well, maybe there is. But I think that some songs, all songs, were done at the right time, at that moment for the right time. So, you know, there's no point in having regrets. They all did their thing. Some were better than others. Some were brilliant. Some were probably not so brilliant. And there was a couple of songs we did on the Love album. You record these songs, And sometimes they stick and sometimes they don't. We had a lot of ones that did, but some of the good memories were, you know, When You're Looking Like That. We shot the video in Kate's, our sister's in Soborg. And then we had Raise Me Up, Fly Me the Wings, World of Our Own, Swear. We got some great songs, and we had some great times in South Africa singing those songs as well.
But any chance of Westlife performing on stage again in South Africa?
Of course, yeah. I mean, the great thing about the reunion, we all discussed it was, you know, one, we wanted to go back out, see the fans again, travel the world and sing those great songs and all those great times we had. And the other was obviously to try and make new music. So we're in the process of making the new music with Ed Sheeran and Steve Mack and a couple of others. So that's going really well. So we hope to have an album out before the end of 2019. We've got the UK and Ireland tour in May, June and July. South Africa was a massive territory for us, and we loved going there. We've been to Bloemfontein, Sun City, Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, Joburg, Durban. We've been to all these places already, so we want to go back and maybe if there's other places too. So that's going to be the exciting part.
Well, I can tell you that you didn't used to have a big base here. You still have a huge, huge fan base here. I mean, Westlife still loved by everyone, no matter where you go, whether it's a braai, which is, I think you would call a barbecue, or some sort of a party or event or function. Westlife comes up somewhere. I have to ask you this, though. Maybe it's a bit of a girly question. So if you would, just pretend we're in pajamas, just, you know, hanging out. I have to know, what is the vibe like now? I mean, obviously, everyone knows Brian left the band. Now you guys are getting back together. Was there a moment where everyone had to sit down and kind of have a, you know, like a kumbaya circle and speak about feelings and be like, you really hurt my feelings when you left the band, but now we're back together? Or did you guys just move past it?
Well, I mean, we did. We had a lot of open talks, and it could, when we decided to meet up again. We met for the first time. We met in February last year at my house in Dublin, and the guys travelled up to see me because I'm actually on radio. I've got my own radio show in Ireland, so the boys travelled to see me. We secretly met in my house. And look, we spent 7 years apart. We spent 14 years together and then 7 years apart. So there was lots of things that we could talk about, but mostly positive stuff. And some things probably needed to be said without having arguments. And it was only really how we run the band. People around us who we work with, nothing really internally that couldn't be fixed, that couldn't be solved. And the good thing about it is, as soon as the four of us get back into the room, we're friends again. We have the same fun and the same laughs that we always had, you know, and when we sing, it still sounds the same. And we talked about all the good times we had. And I think that's really what made us want to do it again. You know, the 20th anniversary this year, we started releasing music in 1999. So 2019 is 20 years since You Raised Me Up and Swear Again and Blow My Wings and all those big songs. So we thought, well, let's do it again, and we're still friends, and you know, that's the important part. You know, some people get bands back together for the money, or some people get bands back together because, you know, I don't know, because they feel that it's the thing to do. But actually, you know, we really, really, really enjoy each other's company, and we have a lot of fun, and we laugh a lot.
Do you know what?
And I think that's really what's the reason we're back.
I was going to say, as you're speaking to me and you were saying that some bands get back together for the money, and some bands get back together because, you know, they feel like life was better back then. They want to try and relive that moment. And it really sounds like you guys are doing this because it's a forward motion. It's a moving forward. You're not trying to go back to what it was. It's a new Westlife, but the same vibe. You're moving forward with the times. Getting Ed Sheeran on board as well just shows that you aren't trying to be stuck in 1999, you know? And I think that's why you're going to know, continue to have such a huge fan base that just love you.
Well, exactly. I mean, we know what we did in 99 and 2000. We know, you know, that was, I mean, I was one of those people. So we know what we did, and we'd love to revisit that and share those moments again. But also, you know, we're 20 years older. You know, I was 40 in October. So when we discussed the reunion, one of the big questions was, well, yes, we did it 20 years ago. Can we do it in today's music market?
Yes, you can.
With, you know, the big stars of today.
Nikki, thank you so much. You're an absolute pleasure, and I can't wait to host you. Hopefully, we'll meet you live sometime.
Thank you very much. It's been great talking to you guys. And, you know, we love South Africa, and hopefully we'll see you guys really, really soon on tour. And in the meantime, we have some brand new music. Here it is. It's Hello, My Love by Westlife.